But again, we're glad you're with us this evening. And again, the four Republican candidates for 18th District State Senate are with us. And I'll give you the good news. We're going to be in and out of here in less than 90 minutes. So everyone will be able to enjoy the rest of their evening, too. And at the same time, we're going to have six or seven questions plus opening statements and closing statements from each of the candidates. And as Nancy mentioned, they are in ballot order. So let's go ahead and get things underway with our opening statement this evening. And let's begin with Lyndall Shoemake.
Good evening. One of the greatest privileges of my life has been to serve as 5th District State Representative. I'm Lyndall Shoemake from Hannibal, Missouri. Hannibal is my hometown. And my background is I'm a veteran. I served in Vietnam. And also I'm a former state worker. I worked 20 years for the Division of Family Services. I was educated at Hannibal LaGrange University and now University in Quincy College, and I've served in the House now in my eighth year. During the time in the House, I've served on tax reform, small business, elementary and secondary education, agriculture, administration and accounts, veterans, rules, legislative oversight, and lately I've served as the chair of elections and elected officials. And also, I have a wife, she's in the audience, Lydia. My daughter Johanna, 18 years old, getting ready to go to Mizzou. She was adopted from China. And also, I'm an ordained minister, and I do prison and jail ministry. I continue to serve as a volunteer in corrections in Northeast Correctional Center and Werdick, the women's prison in Vandalia, and our local county jail. I've been on numerous mission trips to the Philippines almost 24 times, Malaysia, Korea, back to Vietnam a couple of times, Taiwan on a legislative tour there, China where to adopt our daughter, and also have been to Australia. And I've taken all these experiences in with me to the House, and the importance of the things like agriculture and our foreign trade has been impressed upon me. And it's been a pleasure to serve there. And I still have some, at first I wasn't going to run for Senate. I was going to let it be over with my tenure in the House, but I just felt that my job wasn't completely finished yet. And so there's more things to be done, and so that's why I'm in the race now.
Thank you. And to his left, to your right, is Craig Redmond.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having this event tonight. This is a really nice facility. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this and putting forth the effort. My name is Craig Redmond. I'm the 4th District State Representative. I live in Canton, Missouri. And I'm very proud and humbled to say that Senator Munslinger has endorsed me for this seat. My wife, Brenda, and I have been married for 29 years, and I got that right because I just called her before I came up here. Because last time I did one of these, I think I got it wrong, and I got quite the earful when I got home. We have two children, twins, Andrew and Audrey. They both still live in Canton, and I have two grandkids, Isabella and Grayson. And if you need to see pictures, I have those afterwards also. I always say my wife was the meanest, prettiest girl in Lewis County, and I love her to death. And once I start telling a little bit of my story, you'll see why she has to be so mean. But she's been a great partner, and not only at the House, but it'll tell you a little bit later on, she's been a business partner of mine. I grew up in LaGrange, Missouri. I was born in Kirksville, grew up in LaGrange, went to college at Northeast back in the day when I went to school. Now it's called Truman. Went there for 2 years, didn't really like it, and thought, well, I'm going to lay out a couple years and try some other stuff. So I worked construction and did various other jobs and decided that I better get back to school and get my degree. So I went back to school at Culver Stockton there at Canton. I got a degree in economics and a degree in business administration. While I was working my way through school, I worked in the evenings at a convenience store and some other jobs. I also did an internship with Ayers Oil Company. And upon graduation, Ayers was kind enough to give me a job supervising their convenience stores where I worked for the next 15 years. Now comes the part where you'll see how nice my wife is. One day, I just came home from Ayers from work, and our kids were very young at the time, and I said, honey, I just quit my job, and we're going to open our own company. And she didn't even bat an eye. I thought she would deck me, but she didn't. So we started our company from our kitchen table with a notepad and a cell phone, and we did that for the next 15 years. Came a point in our lives when there was an opportunity to sell some of our businesses, so we took that opportunity, and not long after that, Senator Munslinger was term, at the time, Representative Munslinger, was term limited out in the House. So they approached me about running for his seat. Before that time, I had never spent a day in the Capitol, never been in the Capitol. That was 8 years ago. I'd always been a small business person, not really that involved with politics. The only political experience I had was I was on the school board at Canton. And I don't really consider that political experience. If you've been, ever been on a small town school board, you kind of have to leave politics aside and just go in and do the right thing. But I did that for 9 years. I was a president my last 3 years, which gave me a really good understanding of how things work in our public school system. When I got down to Jefferson City after I got elected, my dad gave me some real sage advice. He told me to keep my mouth closed and my ears open and figure out how everything worked. And my dad was a man of few words, so I listened. And sure enough, he was right. I kind of sat in the back. I watched how things worked down there, and politics is just like your household. It's just like life. Everything revolves around money. Everything works through money. So I got myself on Appropriations Committee, and just so happens after 2 years, Senator Cawthorn, at that time Representative Cawthorn, was a chairman of agriculture, and he was going to not run again. So I went to John, and I asked him if he would recommend me for his seat as being the chairman of agriculture, and he did, and the Speaker of the House was kind enough to oblige me. So for the last 6 years, I've been chairman of Agriculture Appropriations, which puts me over agriculture, Department of Natural Resources, conservation, economic development, labor, and financial institutions. And that's the appropriations part, that's the budget part, the money part of it. There's also a policy part, which do bills and things like that. I was strictly over the money part. That put me on the budget committee for the state, which I've also been on for the last 6 years, and very proud of that. I feel like we have a lot of good things happening in Jefferson City. One of the most proudest things that I am, is the fact that we rank in the top 10 states in the nation of being physically sound. And that's due to our balanced budget amendment and to the fact that we have to balance our budget every year and not deficit spend. So with my conservative background in business and my experience in Jefferson City, I feel like I'm a good candidate for this seat. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mr. Redmond. And to his left and again to your right is Cindy O'Loughlin. Cindy.
Good evening. I want to thank you all for having us here this evening. I think that the more information you have, it makes you a better voter, and I appreciate this fine facility, and this really is a fine facility. So I'm Cindy O'Loughlin from Shelbina. My husband, Russell, and I live in Shelbina and own Leo O'Loughlin Incorporated. We have owned it for about 26 years. It's a continuously operating business for about 70 years, so he bought it, we bought it from his dad. So we have four sons and a foster daughter, and we have six grandchildren. When I considered running for this seat, well, actually, in the beginning, I thought that I would never run for this seat. But I did think that a business person's perspective might be a good addition to Jeff City. And as Craig says, it is true in Jeff City that everything revolves around money, but the difference is in Jeff City, the money is automatic. In our business, we have to earn it first. And so I think it gives you a little bit of a different viewpoint. You have to prioritize, you have to target your spending, you have to be prepared for unplanned things that can happen. And at the end of the day, you have to be sure that you are selling a product or a service at a price that people think is fair, and that it's something that they can use. So I think we're a little light on that part in Jeff City, and that is something that I would like to work with. When you get out in our area here in Northeast Missouri, I've spent the last year, actually, driving around the district, talking to people in schools, stores, hospitals, antique stores, manufacturing facilities, and in general, I would just ask them to tell me their story. I've also spoken with small town mayors, asking them about the challenges that they face. And I think that we face quite a few challenges here. I think they are challenges that we can overcome with a little better prioritizing of our spending in Jeff City, maybe an ability to say no to some things, and just try to pursue a better value for people who are investing their tax dollars in the state of Missouri. We have a great state. I want to thank the guys who have served. They've combined been there 26 years. So they have put a lot of effort and a lot of thought into the things that they do, and I respect that. I thank you.
And to her left and again to your right on the far side of the table is Nate Walker. Nate.
Thank you, Bob, and thank the League of Women Voters for putting this on. And Dr. Miller, your campus always looks good. I've been to the Larry K. Knoll Stadium a few times with Mary Lee Knoll to watch the Spartans play, but I'm a Macon Tiger, so I know the difference between the Spartan and the Tiger. But it's indeed a pleasure to be here on this campus. I'm one of the strongest advocates for public education in the state of Missouri in the General Assembly, and it's just good to see our rural schools in Northeast Missouri shine like the Moberly Public School System does, and it's through good leadership from our school superintendents, our teachers, and our school board members who are elected by the people. I'm Nate Walker. I grew up in a small community, grew up on a family farm in Annabelle. Annabelle is between Clarence and Macon. It's in Macon County. I served in the legislature back in the 1980s for two terms, represented Macon, Shelby, Lynn, and Knox County. And then I raised two boys, Madison and Sam, and came back to North Missouri to work on the farm with my brother and to do some other things. And I had the opportunity to run for state representative 6 years ago and was elected, and I've had the opportunity to serve in the General Assembly with Craig Redmond and Lyndall Shumate. They're very good public servants. We all try to do what is right. And we welcome Cindy O'Loughlin into the race. But one of the things that I'd like to point to her is she's very nice in these forums, but her radio advertisements don't always tell the truth. And one thing I want to point out, I'm not term limited. I could have run for the House one more time, but I chose to take up this race because I thought as a public servant I could do more for Northeast Missouri as the state senator for the 18th district. Also, I've been lumped into the campaign to where they're talking about how many votes, 1,000 votes have been missed by representatives. Well, you know, I've missed 8 votes in 6 years, and that's out of about 5,000 plus. You can check the record, and I probably had the best attendance record of all members of the General Assembly. Maybe, Bob, maybe you're news to the team might want to look into that. And then the other thing is, I've taken less than $500 from lobbyists in meals, and I haven't taken any meals from lobbyists in the last 4 or 5 years, because if I go out with a lobbyist or they want to take me someplace, I always reimburse them. And so I think we need to check and have apples compared to apples and oranges compared to oranges. But it is indeed a pleasure to be here tonight, and I look forward to talking about the issues. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I stand for property rights. And another ad that I heard is going to be coming on the radio is that I support the Grain Belt Express. I made a mistake one time, got some bad advice from a lobbyist. I think it's Mrs. O'Loughlin's lobbyist, and he told me that it was a good project. But after I did some examination of that issue, I found out that the Grain Belt Express is a bad thing. It deters from our property rights issues, and so I am opposed to the Grain Belt Express. So if you hear any of those ads, tell your neighbors that. I have a good record of that. We have two groups that have fought high voltage lines, and I've worked to make sure that their property rights have been protected. I'm against intrusion in rules and regulations, and I fought hard. I'm chairman of the Pensions Committee, and I've been named the outstanding legislator by the Retired School Teachers Association for my work in making sure that some interests outside of this area don't take over our school pension or any of our public pensions and damage them. It's indeed a pleasure to be here tonight. I look forward to this forum. Again, I'm Nate Walker. I'm a father of two sons, Madison and Sam. And I have one other thing I'd like to share with you. This weekend, I got to be the wedding officiant for my niece, Ann Jeanette, and her parents, Kipper and June Walker, are in the audience tonight. But Ann Jeanette is a wonderful lady. She's a school administrator in North Kansas City, and she asked me about 6 months ago. She said, "Uncle Nate, can you be my wedding officiant, or can you marry us?" And I said, "Definitely, I could." And so I did all the things to be qualified in the state of Missouri, and it was one of the greatest honors I've ever had. But it's indeed a pleasure to be a candidate here for the 18th District. I ask for your vote. I ask for your support. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it takes an awful lot of commitment, not only from these four individuals who are up at the front table with us this evening, but also for their families. So regardless of where your allegiance will lie, how about a big round of applause for the four candidates?
Thank you.